And earlier this week, we had a Geelong woman belt out an absolute amazing rendition, I was going to say, of Lady Gaga's This.
Classic.
All four judges were damn impressed. They all turned around, and I tell you what, it made us turn around too on Geelong on the Surf Coast, because she from here, Stella Perry, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
What brought you to tears? What was it about that moment at the very end as you were coming to the conclusion of that song and you were starting to well up? What brought on that emotion?
Oh, I mean, have you heard the lyrics to that song? It's just, it's a bit much. It's all a bit much.
Yeah, and I assume
just,
being...
Yeah.
I assume being there as well, you'd have a bit of an emotional build-up too, wouldn't you? Like, it's all, you know, a bit confronting, the fact that it's all dark and you're hoping that they spin. Were you just relieved when you saw them turn straight away as well?
I was relieved, but I was also more stressed about losing focus and being in the song, you know? Like, it's just so important to me to stay in the moment that I was like, I don't want to be rude and not acknowledge them, but also I'm going to be rude and not acknowledge.
Well, that's it. You wanted to give your best performance. You wanted to show them what you could bring to the Voice stage. I loved watching your package as well. And, you know, obviously they love to show the journeys and the stories, but there was something beautiful about your package that you talked about how you just want to bring, as a cleaner or whatever job you do, you just want to bring joy and put a smile on someone's face. Who instilled that positivity in you? Was there someone in your life who gave you this outlook?
That's such a good question. I would say I was raised with good work ethic from my dad. And I think just being in a family where we all worked for the family business, we just always worked hard, got the job done, but had a laugh through it. Like, we just never really take anything that seriously. And that's what it's all about for me. Like, I love hospitality still. And, you know, I work at Little Creatures, well, when it's open, I do. And they all have the same kind of vibe there. It's just like, if you're not having fun, then what are you doing?
Yeah,
and it's a great motto for life, really, isn't it? So what's the deal now?
Yeah.
So obviously you've been, you know, you've chosen your teams. Obviously you would have stopped down for coronavirus. So what was that like, having filmed this and then you've got to wait all that time to get going again?
Oh, it was stressful. I was actually considering maybe everything never kicking off again and trying to even, I mean, it's worst things in the world have happened, let's be honest. But I was just like, God, of course, the year that I finally auditioned, because it's been 10 years since I've been on anything or done anything, I was like, I think I have a jinx.
Did you find, because I've had friends before who have tried out for reality TV shows or for competitions, and during that process, obviously, you know, your lips are locked, did you find yourself having to make up excuses why you couldn't attend things or why people couldn't reach you, or, you know, because you've got to kind of lock it down.
Yeah, and again, so insightful. These, you guys are great to talk to. I suck at lying. I'm really bad at it. So
which
people
is a good
say,
thing.
Just say you're in Sydney for a gig. Yeah, well, you usually think it is a good thing, but it's like, that's also dangerous. You don't want to tell me anything too much of a secret, because I try so hard. But people can read my face as well. So on the phone, I guess I'm a little bit better. But yeah, I just say that I'm there for a gig. And then people go, what gig? And I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting a backup question where I need to lie again.
That's where you go, no follow-up questions, follow-up questions.
Don't look at me in the eye.
No
either.
Comment, I'm a politician.
That's right. Hey, Stella, well, we're looking forward to seeing you again and seeing your journey as well. And, you're, of course, representing Geelong on the Surf Coast.
Doing us proud,
which
hun.
We love. The Voice returns Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Stella, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.